Hey, welcome to the Greatest Mixtape Podcast. I am Mac.
And I'm Eric.
And this is another episode of That Song.
Happy to be back on another one of these, man. We don't always get to do this.
I know.
We have slightly different schedules, and it's hard enough to get together and do a full episode. So it's cool to be able to jump in every once in a while. You usually fly solo for these.
We're so much better when we're together.
Oh, Eric. My God. We are greater than the sum of our parts, let me tell you.
I've never known what that expression means, but yes.
I don't even know if that was like applicable to this conversation, but I thought I'd throw it in there anyway.
It may have been, it may not be, I don't know. So for this episode of That Song, I've got a request from my wife.
Nice.
So this one is for you, Lindsay, My American Girl. Well, she was an American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking that there was a little more life somewhere else. After all, it was a great big world with lots of places to run to.
Yeah, aw, dude. You're so sweet.
I know.
You're the sweetest man.
I had to do it.
A fucking toothache. No, that's awesome, man. That's a great song and a great request.
We were having a conversation about, you know, what's your one karaoke song if you had to do karaoke? And my wife, Lindsay, said, American Girl by Tom Petty. And then she looked at me and said, you need to do an episode of That Song.
Dude, absolutely. And I would also like to say that I would love to see Lindsay actually sing that song one day doing karaoke. That'd be amazing.
See, that's the thing. It's if she had to do karaoke, that'd be her song. She hasn't actually done it, but that's always in her back pocket. If she's put into a situation where she's no way out.
Okay.
And she has to do karaoke.
Gun to your head moment.
Right.
If I have to do it.
Right.
This is what I'm doing. Okay. Fair
exactly,
enough.
Exactly.
I bet she kills it, just for the record.
Let's talk about the song.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that intro.
Dude.
One of the most recognizable intros of any song.
We love the word iconic, and I think in this case, it applies.
It does.
I'm comfortable using that.
It totally applies. Not every song that you can pick out the second you hear it,
yeah.
But that's one of them.
Oh, absolutely.
Like I said, that great intro leads into that super cool bass line.
Yeah.
Right? And then lyrics kick in, and off you go. And I love just that start. Well, she was an American girl raised on promises, right?
Yeah.
Just telling a story right from the get-go, just beautifully written. But the song, American Girl, recorded by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers for their self-titled debut album released in 1976.
76, dude.
Now, here's a really interesting part about this, Eric.
Okay.
Is American Girl was released as a single
In
February of 1977. And it didn't chart in the United States.
That's insane.
That's bonkers. I mean, it peaked at number 40 in the UK, but that song, when it was released, did not chart in the US.
I mean, that's one of his biggest songs, if you ask me.
It's got to be his biggest song, right?
It's huge, yeah.
And somehow it didn't chart.
That's insane. Very similar to the conversation we had recently when we did our third installment of the covers episode.
Yep.
And David Bowie, The Man Who right. Sold the World, wasn't even a single, didn't chart.
Right.
And then Nirvana covers it. And ends up being a huge hit, charts all over the place. And you would assume that song was so big that it would have charted for Bowie too, but it didn't.
Yeah.
So that's crazy, man. I had no idea American Girl didn't chart in the US.
That's just so wild when that happens.
Yeah.
A song like that, you know, comes out of the gate, doesn't do much, and then it goes on to become just this iconic song.
That's
crazy. Probably one of, if not his best song, one of his best songs.
Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah.
At least the most recognizable.
And you think about how much the song has been featured in like pop culture.
Sure.
You think we had just movies and TV. It was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Such an amazing movie too, but the soundtrack, right? Oh my God.
Yeah.
If you've never really broken it down, go check out the soundtrack to Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Silence of the Lambs, of course, the most memorable, you know, scene with, you know, the one girl that wound up getting kidnapped. She's driving down the road singing the song.
That's right. I haven't seen that movie in a long time, in my defense. Oh my God. Yeah, dude.
It was in The Sopranos. Scrubs on TV, Parks and Rec, Handmaid's Tale. So it's been everywhere. But I mean, really, it's resonated with audiences for decades now.
Yeah.
It's kind of been an anthem, you know, for sort of, you know, youthful aspiration. But you think about the song itself, because it, you know, it clocks in basically, you know, right at 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
There's only two verses. If you, I went through the song and I timed it out. Like after the 2 minute mark, there's no more lyrics. It's all music. So in 2 minutes, Tom Petty was able to craft a story that people have latched onto now for almost 50 years.
Yeah.
And that's insane. Two verses, 2 minutes.
I feel like it's that it's the songwriting style, man. I think that's what gives these songs their longevity and why they're still resonating with people like decades later. I mean, yep. It's like a Bruce Springsteen, same thing.
And it's right. It's about the American experience too, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of blending nostalgia and sort of, you know, what the future holds. It's kind of doing all that in one song. And that's why people just grabbed onto it for so long.
Sure.
Love Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And American Girl, for me, I mean, there's so many Tom Petty songs, but come on. I mean, if you got to start ranking them, you got to put American Girl at the top.
It's up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, dude. So let's do something that we don't typically do during these short episodes of that song.
Okay.
Mix it up a little bit. We're going to throw out a couple of shout outs.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I got to tell you a story about this.
Okay.
I had some landscaping work being done at my house.
Okay.
And it was just a crew of two guys, right?
Okay. Oh, you said landscaping. I'm sorry. I thought you said manscaping. And I was like, you had to call in a crew for that? What's going on?
Well, usually I need four guys for that, but for landscaping,
I need two. Okay. This is a much better story now.
Thanks for clarifying. So I started chatting with one of the guys on the crew. Landscaping group.
Gotcha.
His name is Mike T. And turns out we get to talking. He's not only a huge music fan, but he plays guitar in a cover band.
Nice.
He's a writer, like super cool, creative guy. Every day he was at the house, once we started talking, we kept on talking. We talked more music and, you know, different bands we like and our opinions on this and that.
A 3-day job and took 6 days by the time you were done because you were talking music.
Yeah. The job should have been done in 2 days. It took, you know, 3 weeks because we were just talking. Right. But it just meant like, hey man, you never know who you're going to meet if you're not open to people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell
like some guy I probably thought maybe had zero in common with.
Yep.
And just open to having a conversation. We get to talking before you know it. It's like two kindred spirits.
Yeah.
And we couldn't stop talking. You know what I mean?
That's
so
amazing.
I guess the moral of that story is just be open
to
talking to people, meeting people, getting to know people, because you never know, you're going to run across someone who's just super cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, every time that you see him, they're kind of making your day. So
that's cool, man. I was going to say, you know, it's kind of the power of music. I mean, you guys found a mutual love of music, but you know, it goes beyond that. It's the power of conversation. It's the power of connecting.
Yeah.
And if you don't leave yourself open to, you know, having those experiences, you could be standing in proximity to one of the coolest people on the planet. And if you don't strike up a conversation, you'll never know. And that person could walk away. And that could have been your best friend. That could have been, you know, so many different things. And you said it right, man. You got to be open to that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's Mike T. Mike T and the place to be. And then another, we got one more shout out here. We got hit up by a new artist. Her name is Gina Zoe.
Yes.
Z-O. Gina Zoe. Hit us up to share some new music. A very interesting story. She was actually a contestant on The Voice.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
A little while ago. She, her influences include Norah Jones, Stevie Nicks. She's a real badass. She's got a single out called Dirty Habits.
Yeah.
It's kind of a rock pop ballad about, you know, how our dreams are sometimes better than reality. And she just put out a Christmas song just out now called Santa Do You Know? So check that out too. But yeah, just a great, lot of great energy, very talented. So find Gina Zoe wherever you stream your music. And you can also, of course, follow her on the socials. She's on Instagram and TikTok. So check her out.
Nice.
Eric, you know what time it is?
Oh, I do. And I've been waiting for this.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
On three?
Yep.
One, two, three. There it is.
Time for some Once Upon a Coconut.
What flavor are you rocking tonight, Mac?
Tonight, I need a little boost. So I am going with the sparkling coconut and energy. Clean energy.
Wow. This late at night, you're rocking the energy drink.
It's been a long day of...
I feel you, man. You know,
manscaping and landscaping.
Manscaping. Apparently, it's a multi-person job. Oh man! So we were mentioning before we hit record on this how I recently have tried to cut back on my sugar intake.
Yeah,
I haven't really been doing desserts. But what's great about Once Upon a Coconut, especially with these amazing flavors, I am drinking the coconut water and blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like dessert in a can.
Yeah.
If I got, you know, a little bit of a craving for some sweets, man, I can just grab one of these. It tastes amazing. This particular flavor is 90 calories for the whole can and zero added sugar.
Nice.
It's a great way to kind of, you know, if you got that sweet tooth or you're having an urge for something sweet after dinner, grab a can of Once Upon a Coconut and it'll scratch that itch for you. And it also, speaking of the blueberry, I had mentioned earlier that it reminds me of my childhood because it tastes an awful lot like blueberry cereal. Remember blueberry?
Oh, God, I love blueberry.
Frankenberry and Count Chocolate and blueberry.
Yep.
And it kind of has a blueberry kind of vibe to it, man. So I absolutely love all their flavors, but tonight the blueberry is definitely doing it for me.
Absolutely. Made with 100% pure coconut water, never from concentrate. Go to onceuponacoconut.com to learn more and shop all of their awesome flavors.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Eric.
It's over already?
It's over already.
It makes me sad.
I know. Usually we like to babble for like an hour and a half.
And then what we do, because we're idiots, is we stop recording and then we still talk for another hour after.
And then we go, shit, we should have been recording that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So.
All right. And on that note, we hope you enjoyed this episode of That Song. Be sure to check back soon for a new episode and also catch up on any regular full length episodes of the Greatest Mixtape Podcast. Once again, I am Matt.
And I'm Eric.
Thanks for listening. We are out of here.
See you.